Recording in progress.
Okay, Rebosa. We had discussed Dvarim about Machmas Hasuda, Tocha Suda, etc. We talked a lot about various foods. We hadn't yet talked about drinks, which have come up twice in this Gemara in Mem Aleph Beis. The first time they come up is, as an aside, Upligid Rabbi Chiya. Right? Rabbi Chiya is against everyone else in our Gemara because he says, Pas poteres kol minei maichol. Pas is poters all foods, even te'enim va'anavim, even for bracha mishona, which should be against all the amora in there. V'yayim potgol minei mashkin, and it's pashut that we don't paskin like Rabbi Chiya, whether we paskin like Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, like Tosfos and most mishonim, or whether we paskin like Rav Sheshes, like Rashi and the Bahag. Either way, we don't paskin like Rabbi Chiya. Tosfos says something which seems very logical. Tosfos says, in the end of Rasul V'yayin, V'les helsa kavasei shariyim paspo teres ein halacha kamosa elikim sakra papa in kain gami hodegar v'yayin poter v'chulei v'les helsa kavasei. Says Tosfos, it makes sense that he has a radical shita, passes poter all ochlen, yayin is poter all mashkin. We don't paskin that way. So just like we don't paskin like the first half of his sentence, we also shouldn't paskin like the second half of his sentence. However, most Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, and Tosfos assumes it's one din with two applications. And therefore, if we don't paskin like it, we don't paskin like it. The other Rishonim assume, no, he said two different dinim, pas poter, similar dinim, kol mine ochlen, v'yayin poter, kol mine mashkin, whenever someone says two dinim, and you don't paskin like him on one of them, you still pass like him on the other din until proven otherwise. If Rabbi Chiya said something, then you should pass like him until proven otherwise. And that's the Rush here and Beinu Yona here, and most Rishonim say that we reject the first half of the sentence, but no one ever disagrees with the second half of the sentence. He says the Rush, we have got the plego labor pass, be yayin lek, the plego labor helps like vase. Be yayin or Beinu Yona says, Masha, Amar yayin posing the mashal, nidhu divrei Rabbi Chiya. So we split his sentence in half. So how about Yayin Poter Kol Mine Mashkin Tosfos Lo Kaimalan Kach Kimo Bepas? But the Russian Rabbeinu Yona and others say Kaimalan Kach, and obviously Shiny Yayin Mi Pas. Pas is not poter kol mine ochlen, but yayin is poter kol mine mashkin. Exactly why is yayin different from pas? Interestingly, the Prima Gadim, the second time we refer to this Prima Gadim, I think, has a chakira where he explains only one side of the chakira. He says that he thinks the money of Ram is mesopek. Whether we really pass like Rav Chiya and pass or not, he says one side is we pass like Rav Chiya and Yayin and not pass. Okay, we don't pass like Rav Chiya and pass. The other side, he says, that we do pass like Rav Chiya and pass, but just like Yayin is poter ol mashkin. Why? Because ol mashkin are similar to wine, right? Wine quenches your thirst, and mashkin quenches your thirst. And wine can have sweetness, and other mashkin can have sweetness, and whatever else wine does, all other mashkin do. Wine is very similar to all other mashkin. Pass, he says, maybe is only similar to some ochlin. Yayin, remember the SATs, right? A is to B. Yayin is to all mashkin, as bread is to Dvar Abba Machmas Asuda, to things like meat and fish, etc., that go with bread, but not to peiros, and that's why we don't pass like Rav Chiya. Pass is, does not pater peiros, and that's what he says. Mishum hachi pass efsher poter kolshu lahanach bas basar v'dagim hol v'chomine zayni tfein lo tzlok mo b'yayin. Only what is be'erif, what is similar to yayin. Okay, who then pass koshim v'chomine mazon v'heim tfein lo be'erif. They're not the same type of things. So why says the Prima Gadim in his second Adeya, because only, what was his Lashon? Midi Dizayin. Midi Dizayin, or let's say this way, how do we say it in the essay? Who remembers the SATs? Right? Yayin is Tashar Mashkin, as Pas is to Midi Dizayin. Things which satiate, things which fill you up, not a peiros. And that's why Pas not part of peiros, so we don't pass like Rokia. I noticed, not in time to put it in the Makoros, maybe I would have put it in three Makoros sheets ago, maybe, but there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav in the footnotes. You know, he wrote footnotes to his, not someone else's footnotes. He wrote Shulchan Aruch Harav, then he wrote what's called the Kuntras Achron, like the additional footnotes. In the Sifkat and Beis, the second Kuntras Achron, in some Kofayin Zayin, he suggests that maybe, no, not even everything, all meat and Zayin, not even meat and fish and other things like that. They're not so similar to pas. Wine and drinks, they're all sort of similar. Bread and a loaf of bread and a pulki, not so similar. But you know, it's the only things that are really similar to bread, he says, is daisa. Grain products, those are similar to bread. Grain products are similar to bread as Coca-Cola is to wine. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. If you want to find it, it is Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin Kuntras Achron Beis, which means like you just have a little beis and there's a footnote on the bottom. He says no. Yayin Tashar Mashkin is as Pas is to Daisa. No, only Pas and Daisa are similar the way Yayin Tashar Mashkin. So it's not that we reject Rabbi Kiya's idea that Yayin is to Mashkin as Pas is to foods, just that he was too expansive about it. He thought like Yayin is similar to all Mashkin, Pas is similar to all foods. No, Pas is only similar to some foods because there's much more variety of foods than there is of drinks, and maybe only Daisa, or maybe only Midi Dizayin, meaning things that are for filling you up for a meal foods, as opposed to sweets. Interesting, yeah?
I think that's another way of going here, like, where Pas is always in the context of Suza, and Yayin could be in the context of Nishta, or it could be a standalone.
But how is that?
In other words, it's the Tosfos and the second Tosfos about Yayin seems to have a havamina that you'd have to make a bracha on all mashkim, and Yayin would be poter the mashkim. So he is holding like Rav Chiya.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if is what you're saying explaining the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah Shita or making it difficult for him?
Maybe why you can cross and say sometimes you can pass and like Rav Chiya, sometimes not. You don't have to have. I mean, within the context of a Suda or of a Mishta, maybe we do pass the
Medrash here. Right.
But as a standalone, just drinking Coca-Cola or Yain.
No. Ah, okay. So let me come back to that idea. But you're not really differentiating between wine and bread in a way that makes wine more powerful. If anything, the opposite. Wine maybe, bread for sure. Something that mystified me a little. The Prima Gadim in his first Sad.
Bread is limited because it's part of the definition of it. Covers things that are part of the Suda. Yain is not limited because the issue of the Suda doesn't apply. It's just.
That you're saying. Bread makes a Suda out of it and therefore can't cover things outside. Interesting. Bread is sort of restricted because it's eaten in a formal way, while Yain is a little less restricted, eaten in a less formal way. Ends up similar to this, but not because of the similarity of foods. I hear that. I'll just point out something that's a little strange, that the Prima Gadim is Tut Stadim here. He says, maybe, on the other hand, Al Karchach, maybe we just don't paskin like him about bread. And even the Basar Bedagim is only because of Ikar Tafel, not because bread really patters them. Etc. Like, basically, his first sad is that, no, we just don't pass like Rav Chiya for bread at all. Again, his nafkmina is because the Magen Avraham has a line, I don't know where the Magen Avraham ended up, where he says that One second. He's definitely here on one of the Makoros sheets. All right, wherever. that maybe we don't have like rakia for bread, so a tiny amount of bread is not going to pater your food, seemingly, or maybe we do. So, I don't know. The other option is just that we don't have like rakia at all for bread. I'm not sure why. Why should we hold like him for wine? That wine is more chashev than all mashkin, and bread is not more chashev than all peiros. The Prima Gadim, in his first day, when he was trying to explain the first day of the Magen Avraham, just says, we don't hold like Rav Chiya at all when it comes to bread. Not exactly clear why we don't hold like him when it comes to bread. If anyone has a brilliant idea, maybe it is because of Suda. Maybe just like all foods are very different from each other more than all drinks are different from each other. All drinks are really, really very similar. You drink them. They're yes, some are more intoxicating than others, but basically no drink really has anything that that wine doesn't. especially consider a variety of wines. While foods are very, very different, so I don't know, it could be that just there's no.
Okay, we need a new red one also.
No, it's also you can see from, from like Abdullah, you can use Khamr de Medina, some other drink that's important.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody saying you use anything else for your mozi.
possible kissing, but that might be already passed. Maybe there's just no application of rakia at all. Don't look for, we do look like rakia and possible. It's not called mini Oakland, some mini Oakland.
Just shot though, where Pope was only this closer to rakia and pass.
Bypass.
They just knew that the hills are.
Okay. Fair. So, maybe what you're saying is we should leave him Lemaisa. We'll have to come back to exactly. Right. But for example, what does he say here? He says, if you eat a little pas arai, then we don't hold like him at all when that pots potters anything unless, you're eating it being malafes to be the ikkar and everything to be tafel. So he does seem to say, no, we don't hold like.
Isn't that the pashup shot like when we show it in Rush? Like, yeah, we just project perichia.
Yeah, the question is just why, right?
Other Omarayim hold a different sheet, I don't know.
But why do we accept him for Yayin, right? Maybe because drinks are similar. But foods are not similar to one another. I know, maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Why is Yayin potter sharmashkin? Yayin is potter sharmashkin maybe because all drinks are basically the same idea, just wine is the best of them. Well, it's hard to say that all foods are the same idea. Each food really has its own sort of advantages. Each food has its own, has its own unique characteristics that other foods don't.
You could also maybe say, but this is a little bit of an out there idea, but you could say perhaps, for the Mizbeach, there's cow achilas Mizbeach, and that's very chashuv, as much as there's matzah achilas Mizbeach. Like, there's only matzim on the Mizbeach
okay.
Wine.
Okay, but that is getting.
So that implies that wine is some sort of, I guess, like platonic ideal mashke.
First of all, there is Nisach HaMayim, but also I think that is getting a little, that is getting a little far. That's going a little far, let's say. Let me just point out why the Shulchan Aruch Rav said this very fascinatingly, because we should have put this on the board maybe two shiurim ago. I just hadn't noticed the Shulchan Aruch Rav yet. Prima Gadim wants to say either we don't hold like Barichia at all, that passes poter, kol mine ochlin. Rather, there's a din of regular, there's just a regular din of ikur and tafel, right? And Rav Papa is just regular Iker V'Tafel, not a partial Rabbi Chia. He says it 2 days. Either Rav Papa is not Yuv Rechia, Yain is not Polter anything, Pass is not Polter anything, you just have Dinim Iker V'Tafel. Or he says, no, we do it like Rechia, just not that. Pass is Yain, Polter, or Mashkin, which are like Pass, which are like Yain. Pass is Polter, called meal foods, which are like Pass. Shulchan Aruch Rav has a, both of these nicely explain Rav Papa, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Why does he say his pshat? He says his pshat to answer Akasha on the Magen Avraham. What did the Magen Avraham say? He says he's Mesufik and he should be Machmir. That maybe if you eat a little bread to be Yitzah Zayin, it doesn't pot with the other foods. Right? So he said, you're against, everyone asks on the Magen Avraham, he's against Tosos. Because what does Tosos say? In the middle of Amechesim and Aleph, V'chein Nili, Ikava Sudasalim Varchalim Hamotzi, V'chein Tziva Maram Bepurim, Aram is the Maram Rodin, Shagobin Sudasan Levar Hamotzi, Bepas, Tchila, Kvila Pokmi, Bracha, Shem, Masubi, Yavik, Fiasa, Kvila Solo. Okay, he says, likewise, these Nila, if you are Kovea Suda, you say Hamotzi, but the Maram Rodin was a Sopa, give it Kvias or not when we eat on Purim. So he said, eat a little bread first in order to patra the Nila, because he was Masubi, what the Bracha and the Nila is similar to what we saw in the Mechaber, the Yerusha Mayim, if he eats sufganiyot or deep fried Pizza Hut pizza, then he should eat a little bread first. We don't see them. It says, how can the Magen Avraham be Mesopic whether eating bread to be Yaitza Zayin is patches the other things? And before Tosos, that the Marami Rittenberg on Purim would eat a little bread to be Yaitza Zayin and patcher the Nila. It's a good question. So, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav to answer that question. He says no. He says that the Magen Avraham was only Mesopak whether eating a little to be Yaitza Zayin potters. You have it there.
Yeah.
Potters. Okay, can't put anything
No.
Past you. Yeah. You got to wake up early in the morning to beat the Masifta. I woke up early in the morning, but I'm only tired. The little dummy, the mashkas, but tosa dafla meches, which are the ba machmasuda, the koma she ain't no lift on, hainu du atmo suri yachoshe kevin shabalas biava, pasu roach chomine suda, kamo yayin le mashkin. What does he say? He says, no. The Basar v'dagim is because of Iker v'tafel, and therefore, if you eat a little meat to be yaitzah zayin, you're not motzi the basar v'dagim. But the something that's not liftan, something that is like a daisa or a nila, something that is a real grain product, that is not just Iker v'tafel. That is gufa. The Suda, that is Gufa like Shar Mashkim. And what he basically says from there is a Beis Dinim Be Dvarim Hane'achalim Besuda. What's his Beis Dinim? His Beis Dinim are there is Lifton like Basar Vidagim, and there is Suda Atzmo, things that themselves are Suda, like Daisa and Nilis, at least according to the Tzad, that it's not a Kviya Suda, and the Nafkamina is, and what's the Lumbus of the Shulchan Aruch Rav? The Lumbus is that this is Potter because it's Tafel Lepas. This is Potter because it's included in Berakas HaPas. Because Hamotzi is a bracha for all Mili De Suda Potter, because it's included in Berakas HaPas, like Sharmashkin Le Yayin. Tosa says, Yayin is the Rosh of all drinks. Bread is the Rosh of all foods that are the ikar of the meal. It's not the Rosh of all meat. and soup and kugel. Nah, it's not the Rosh Hashanah meat and fish. That is just something that's eaten with him. And therefore, the Nafkamina is, says, the Nafkamina is what if you ate a little pas as a trick. So, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in his opinion, eino poter basar vidagim v'chuli, but it is poter daisa v'chuli. Why? Because it can't say it's tafel if you eat a little bread just to be yitzizayin. How can you make all the other courses tafel? But the soup doesn't have to be tafel. That's like Rabbi Chiya. That is considered just similar enough to bread in the first place, that's including the bracha bread. Basically, we had a chakira right here on the board a few shiurim ago, exactly a week ago, when we say, like Tosfos, that the hamotzi pater is the meat and the fish and everything. Is that because it's an ikar tafel? Or is that because it just paters everything in the suda? He says it depends. The meat and the fish because ikar tafel, but the daisa, etc., that's because it's fundamentally part of the bracha. Like wine, and I thought you could say a second nafkamina.
Tosfos could never agree with that.
Why not?
Because Tosfos is the Birchas Hamotzi is not a bracha on the lechem, at least according to the Rav.
Okay. And he's saying halfway. It's a bride. I'll just add one thing. The Bir Halacha that we might have seen in Kufayin Zayin Sif Beis, Dir Maswal Shein on the Regilim Paskins, you could view this technically, but he says something interesting. He says, if you have Daisa after the meal, don't say a bracha. If you have Daisa after a meal, don't say a bracha. Even after Siluk HaShulchan, don't say a bracha on Daisa. Because of the sheet of the Rashba and others, that if it's Machmas HaSuda, you don't say a bracha, even Achar HaSuda. Had that on the board last time. And then he says, oh, but the Machaber says you do say a bracha. So there's this one line in the bracket. The Machaber says, I'm a master to call you a colic more than Mucha Milosh and Torah Magan of Rama. I'm not Pirish. The Hangu Boss of Redogim. For Ulai, if I'm Magan of Rama, I'm the Pirish, I'm a Boss of Redogim. Ulai, Kavana Pirish came. Says, maybe you can Machaber in Dyson Boss of Redogim for Achar Hasuda. Boss of Redogim, you would say a bracha after the Suda, but Dyson you wouldn't. So why is that? So I think it might be a similar idea. Maybe also, so far, this is all the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. You could also say, this might also explain, the Bir Halacha Bidas HaMechaber, who suggests that maybe another Nafkamina could be Achar Hasud. I know we don't have Achar Hasud nowadays, we never Masalat B'Shulchan, but let's say we're at the kind of wedding with the Masalat B'Shulchan, where he says that Sarach Levarich al Basar Vidagim ain't Sarach Levarich on Daisa. Right? He also says, no, there might be not just a difference between Basar Vidagim and Peiros. Remember, this is the opposite of Rashi. Rashi says Daisa is less shy to the bread of Basar Vidagim. But we're not within Rashi, we're within Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Rashi says Daisa is less popular than Basar Vidagim because it's not Malachis. We assume that everyone said they're equal, but here there's one line, parentheses, the Bir Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who say no, maybe Adraba. Daisa is more part of Hamotzi than Basar Vidagim. Why? Because Daisa itself is not just a food that's part of the Suda, it's a food that's an Iker Suda. You might eat Daisa instead of bread, or you might have half bread, half Daisa, as your main filling up meal. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that again, if you eat a little bread to be yotzizayin, Hamotzi always covers daisa, even if not tafel, but Hamotzi only covers basar vidagim as a tafel, and that could also explain the Bir Halacha. If it's after the Suda, it's too late to be tafel. So, Hamotzi doesn't pater basar vidagim, but Hamotzi would pater daisa, because that's fundamentally part of Hamotzi, the way drinks are fundamentally part of Hagafen. So just in explaining why we have, Tos says we don't pass like Rav Chiya. We pass him, by the way, this is the Halacha. The Halacha L'maisen, Shulchan Aruch, and all the acronyms, like the Russian brain, the yoga, and Tosos, that we pass like Rav Chiya, and why not bread? Why? Maybe because bread is, no food is similar to bread. Just to make a ritafel, but all foods are similar to wine, or maybe meal foods are similar to bread, and then that would fit nicely for our papa, or the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's a big chiddush. No, only grain foods are similar to bread, the way that all drinks are similar to wine, and then he comes over the Nutzvei Dinim, of our chatur earlier, why is hamotzi pater everything? So hamotzi pater other foods, because they're toppled on the bread, or because hamotzi fundamentally paters the other foods, he says that depends. It's fundamentally paters daisa, but it only paters the other breads, the other foods, because they're toppled to the pas, and gives a nafkamina, and we found hiding another possible nafkamina in the beer halacha. Okay, that's just really, it's a bit of a shlomo to two shiurim ago.
According to Tosfos, the second Tosfos, according to the Bahag in the Sefer HaParadis, the church have to make a bracha on mashkin bitocha suzi. Didn't Tosfos have a havamina that even according to them, if you made a boy for a gotten, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the water?
Avada.
So then in Yain is poetry, Shara mashkin bitocha suzi, according to those Vishonei Ashkenaz. In other words, if you make a bracha berpri agafen, even according to the Bahag in the Sefer HaParadis, you don't have to make a bracha on the water you drink.
Hold on. Of course.
I may say that they understood
Tosfos. No, where did Tosfos say that?
Isn't that the continuation of Tosfos, that was his hav? I mean, then he comes with the shitas of Tam and the Reed that you don't have to make a bracha b'chol on Shtiya b'Tosfos. I might have understood, I wasn't clear on the understanding of Tosfos.
I'm not sure I see that here.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not sure I see that here. Okay. Yeah.
The next issue on beer hall in Paris, man wasn't prepared for Paris, not Paris wasn't. Partnership shop for Paris is different. Let's say the Ross says it's like dice, like Shamar calls it very past. All these things, they're all relevant to past. So then why would I need that Mishnah? Why would I need the progress of Nehemiah that they have passed during the Mosaic? That should cover the progress.
No, this Bir Alach is obviously assuming that that's not what progress means. Give me a second. I think he might say that someplace. Okay, we'll have to come back to it, but obviously we'll have to answer that. Okay, fine.
So Akbarim is the Shar Mashkin Tuffle Yayin because the Ikemitzvah is the wine. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you could definitely use other forms of Bravo according to the
Lav Davka, that might just be a question of this Xero Z holidays. That's like, can you use other lights on Hanukkah? Even if it's all the same idea, you might have to have a historical reenactment.
But it's like Yain Gugum.
Nah, it's not like Yain. It's Bechlam HaSayimane. No, he's just saying it's like Bechlam HaSayimane. We'll get to it in a second.
I think the Maram only ate Milos the entire parasu, though.
No, he ate some bread with it.
He bred and he also had nothing else.
I don't know.
That's otherwise you're getting to the Magen Avraham something.
Right, which is exactly what the Magen Avraham says, that this must prove he ate other things. But then some of the Achronim say, who says? Meaning maybe he ate a little on things, not a significant amount. Who knows what their minute was? Okay, Rabosai, let's. Yeah. It's what? Okay, we have to. Okay, we still have to figure it out. Okay, we still have to figure it out. Let's leave that a little bit Sarkian for now. Okay, Rabosai, let's get back to a Chakira. And now we saw what Rukia doesn't say. What about the Etzim? We haven't really discussed why Yain is Poter Shar Mashkin. Right? Lama, the way we Paskin, Yain is Poter Shar Mashkin. And here it's going to be a similar chakira, not so surprising to what we had about the past, with subtle differences. The Prima Gadim talks about this chakira a lot. He says, "Oh yesh lomar, the yayin potokal mashkin avgav l'shosa tchilikim pachos mirhiyas mashva, etc. But tam, oh, what's the reason?" He says, oh, two possibilities. The Priya Gofen, l'manda amra mein sholosh din Torah, haba kavachomer l'fanav luye yismach l'drabanim kamakam brach hashuvahi umotzi kulan. Maybe it's a very chashuv bracha for a Priya Gafen. Why? Because it's midoraisa. After all, there's a shita. I know the Rambam doesn't pass like the shita. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the shita. A lot of the later Rishonim Sfarim do that. the bracha achrona on wine is no raisa, and shiros minim is no raisa, and therefore through a kalachomer, hagafen is no raisa, and even though it's all really nasmachta, still it's more chashav. Hagafen is a more chashav bracha than shahakol. Hagafen has a source in the raisa, shahakol doesn't. And therefore, a chashav bracha is motzi a non-chashav bracha. That's one possibility. Second possibility is, v'yim nomar, yain chashav ad me'ora shekavah bracha l'asso. Yain is really, really chashav. Yain is really good. After all, that's why it gets so bracha, so good. Kol mashkin tefelin lo be'erech. And all mashkin are tafel to the wine, not that they help you drink the wine. They're tafel to the wine, a new kind of tafel, because be'erech in value, they're less than the wine. They're similar in value to the wine, but lesser. They're similar to the than lesser. So what's his basic hakira? His basic hakira is very clear. The hakira of the Prima Gadim is it that, no, the Birkas HaGofen includes all drinks, or that all drinks are tafel liyayin. Again, a bigger chiddush of tafel. Not tafel because they help you drink the wine. No, the other drinks aren't there to help you drink the wine. I mean, you dilute your wine, you make mixed drinks. That's obvious. I mean, you're just stuck drinking different things. Not even tafel because of a chaloshim suda, although maybe you could have said this way, it's a chaloshim mishta. But that's how he's it's feeling a little bit erich. Tafel because of a chalam asayim mana. Whenever you have two things, and one of them, he doesn't use the word chalam asayim mana, and there's what he means. And one of them is a lesser form of the other, it's automatically tafel to it. So why? Because, says the Prima Gadim, it has a makor in the Doraisa, so it's a more chashav bracha. The Shevet HaLevi has a different shot when he discussed this. Yayin kodgumi yimashkim, the ena mitam tofel v'ikr, it's not tofel v'ikr. Elamach v'shashivish ha-yayin shirosh l'chol ha-mashkin, uvirch z'yayin nichlal gam v'kosan. Maybe it's just the bracha includes everything. Okay, let's, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, let's go back for a second. What does Tosfos give as his explanation for why Rav Chiya says it? He says, because, Ikar hamashkehu, yain is the ikar mashke, v'rosh chol minei mashkin, it's the head of all mashkin, ul'kachua ikar mein tefelin l'olinyan bracha, it's the ikar in their tafel, really sounds like ikar v'tafel. This is really what Tosfos sounds like, right? He sounds like it's ikar v'tafel, and this is the Prima Gadim in his second pshat. Here is the Prima Gadin in his first pshat, and I know, and the Shevet HaLevi also takes this in the Dabar Pashat. I just didn't find a lot of people discuss the Svar here. Most people are not so interested in the Svar. They just like discussing the Pirtei Hadin. But what does the Shevet HaLevi say again? Birkas Hayayin Nichlal Gam Birkasan, or the Habracha Lov Kolel Hamashkin. Again, a similar hakira is that the bracha of a govern includes everything. Why? Because the Prima Gadim says it's daraisa, and a daraisa beats a drabanan, or the Shevet HaLevi says that, why does the bracha of a govern include everything? Because of the chashivas, or the hana, right? Because the it's a bracha, either, let's say, either chashivas, ain't every time ikar tafel chashivas birkas ayayin, either chashivas or the hanaa is kolel hanas kolamashkin. So either the bracha agafin is just so chashiv, it's on such a chashiv thing, it includes all the bracha for all other drinks, or no, the bracha includes the hanaa of wine. Well, the hanaa of all the drinks within the hanaa of wine. Again, I don't know if you'd say that about food. Is the hanava orange included in the hanava loaf of bread? Or not? Is the hanava pulpit? Is the hanava slice of roast beef included in the hanava loaf of bread? No, that you might have to go to Ikar and Tafel. But the hanava all drinks, no drinks give you hanava that's not in wine. You want apple juice? Okay, grape juice has that hanava already. You want whiskey? Okay, wine has that hanava already, just not distilled. What?
Chocolate milk?
You want chocolate milk, and okay, so you don't appreciate that. That is really, okay, sorry, good question. Lemaisa, Here's the thing. Or do you say all drinks are tuffel liyayin? Why? Because the rosh and ikar lit kol ha mashkin, as he says, kol a mashkin tefelin lo be'erech. Why? Because, says the Prima Gadim, it's called a tuffel be'erech. Meaning in value it's tuffel. Why? Because, again, coming from like maybe a similar place, all the other mashkin are really included in wine. Does that mean the bracha of wine goes on all mashkin? Or does that mean no, all mashkin, because they're really, their value is so much less than wine, and they're similar, therefore they are tafel to the, therefore they're tafel to the wine. I think you could also say, which he doesn't, maybe, like we had in the word last time, there's a haloshem suda, right? This is the week where we remember, there's also haloshem mishta, right? What's a mishta is not a suda, right? A suda is a fixed eating. A mishta is a fixed drinking. Or maybe you could say de hamishta. You could say that the mishta, let's say better, the yayin who ikar hamishta. And there is a chalos shem of mishta, just like the chalos shem of suda. I don't think that's what he means by erech, but I think in the Tosa says, Yan is the Rosh Chol HaMashkin, he might mean, well, there's a framework called mishta. Within a mishta, there's the ikar mishta and tafel of a mishta. Or he might just mean, no, there's a new chiddush called tafel be'erech. Maybe what you don't have about bread, this new chiddush of tafel be'erech, but the new chiddush of tafel be'erech, because drinks are so similar that you can have tefela just because one is greater than the other, and don't say they're separate but equal. Nah, one is greater than the other, and they are not separate. They're just unequal.
2 points. Is Luke Primogel talking about bracha achrona? How does that transfer to bracha?
Where is he talking about bracha achrona?
As in, he's saying, oh, well, the bracha achrona might be d'oraisa.
And no, but then he adds kavachomer lefanav, the kavachomer from Lamed Ham and Aleph. He throws that in. Right, he's really talking about Rishona. That's the Magen Avraham he's commenting on. Right, the Kalachomer, Lefanav. Lefanav means Baruch Hashem. That's a quote from the beginning of our parrot.
And second point, can we say the Mishnah is like an independent third option, like we said, distinguished by Suda as a Lechem, like there's Ikar Tafel, and then there's just Suda, which is a different idea.
Yes, I think we can. I'm going to put them together for our purposes, but I think that... But I think that you're right. Maybe I'm oversimplifying. Let me just throw out a few nafkaminas. A nafkamina might be the discussion of the Mishnah Berurah. Do you need to drink the wine b'kviyas or not? What if you just have a little wine, right? What if, you know, I just have a sip of wine or a mouthful of wine or whatever? Is that pot or all the other drinks? Or do I need to have kviyas of wine? Okay, there is a Rashi where one point he says kaveyat malishtos yayin. It's not so clear if it means a bedavka, but the Mordechai definitely means a bedavka. What does the Mordechai say? The Mordechai says he quotes from a Tosfos in Perek HaLabasar and Chulin. It's not the Tosfos that we I didn't find in the Tosfos we have on the daf in Chulin. You know, he had whatever version of Tosfos he had. He says poter. That's very explicit. Yain is not poter shar mashkin stam. I go to a kiddush in shul and I say I guff and drink a little wine and then I go to the rest of the kiddush. No, I still make shahakol and the Coca Cola. It's only when you kovei on yain. When you kovei on yain, like Purim or bris milah. I guess in their days bris milah was quite the party. They're kovei at small yain. They got nice and drunk at a bris milah. The Mordechai, I think, is pretty clear, pretty unambiguous, that oz pote, oz yayin pote, yayin is only pote when you drink it b'kviyas. Now if you just say hagafen and drink a little, the Mishnah Berurah is misspoken about this. He quotes from a different Mordechai, who says that yayin is pote b'zman hazeh, and then he says, oh, we don't have kviyas b'zman hazeh. So, obviously, puts two and two together in a way that maybe he shouldn't have. Obviously, the Mordechai doesn't really need kviyas, and even the Levush Mashma that you need kviyas in the Olas Tamid also in the Nishmas Adam, a lot of people said this. A lot of Rechonim did agree with this. He said the Shirak Nesagdola and the Eliyahu Rava and the Shlach quote in the Sefer Emek Bracha, and it's Mediyuk from the Magen Avraham, and the Derech HaChayim, that's the Nesivas, on Siddur, and the Shochan Aruch Harav, the Graz, all say Mahani Afkshalo Kaval Yain Kapasha is different. Not this Mordechai, it's a totally different Mordechai. Etc. And then he says, what about this Mordechai? This Mordechai only means other drinks that weren't in front of you at the time. We'll come back to that in a moment. They said, all the other Rishonim didn't mention Kviyas. That's true. There were Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tosfos Yehuda Achas and the Ozer, where no one else mentioned Kviyas. That is Taka A. Good point. So here's maybe an Afkamina. Maybe an Afkamina could be. What about, Kviyas, if you say like the Mordechai and Kama Achronim, right? That Yayin Poter Rak Imkava Al Hayayin. Then it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, if you're Kovei on the Yayin, then you can say the Yayin is the Iker. You can certainly say the Mishter, or even Tfelim Be'erech. You could say, yeah, you come al yayin, everything else falls to the yayin. But if the bracha berpei gafen just includes b'chlal masayimone, the hana of everything else, then why do you have to have kviyos? As long as you said berpei gafen, that includes the hana of everything. And then you would say, like the maskana of the Mishnah Brura and many other achronim, the Mishnah Brura, al pi harbe achronim, would say, you don't need kviyas. Why do you need kviyas if the bracha of agafen includes everything? Here it gets a little more complicated. He says, well, do you need to drink any minimum amount of wine? He says, well, maybe you need to drink at least some little lugma, which is a sheer chashav of yishav hadas. But it's clear from the Derech HaChayim that even a kol shu of wine is good enough. And Sarech Ion and Nachon to get out of the suffet. And if you're going to drink other drinks, drink either no wine or a little bit of wine. Don't get out of the suffet. So it could be that maybe even if you don't require kviyas, you should at least require a little lugma to have some chashivas. So everything will be tafelo, or at least olifachos ba'inan melo lugmav halacha lemaisa. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? He says yain kol sharmashki without kviyas. He's not kosheish for this Mordechai based on another Mordechai. Again, I'm not super convinced, but he says another Mordechai says yain is poter, and the Mordechai holds there's no such thing as kviyas b'zman hazeh. So it must be Yain's quote without Kviyas. Now, maybe there's no such thing as Kviyas not as there for some purposes, but there is for other purposes. In any case, he's Mesopic. What if you drink a kol shu of wine? Okay, then he's Mesopic, whether or not that pops into other drinks, and says better to avoid the suffix. Who goes even further? So we appreciate this. Maybe you need Kviyas, that works well for Iker and Tafel. Maybe at least being below Lugma, which is a hush of amount, works well for Iker and Tafel. Maybe no, even a Te'ima. Even a mashu is good enough, because as long as you have an excuse to say agafen, you can't stop say agafen when it's not true, but as long as you have an excuse to say agafen, it includes everything. The Aruch HaShulchan goes even further, says something super radical. This would change all the psak, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, give me a second. At the end, Yesh L'stapik, he's Mesopik. What if you don't drink any wine? You just heard someone say Baruch HaGafen. Does that potter your Coca-Cola? You don't drink any wine at all. Yeah, very hard to say Iker and Tafel. You don't drink any wine at all. So he says maybe, or Fisagi Te'ima Bialma, or the Aruch HaShulchan is Mesopek. He's Mesopek. Okay, if we have to be Machrif that, the minute all is not to take a Suffolk into account at all. But what's he Mesopek? He's misupik. Maybe even if I just hear the bracha pater sharmashkin, even if I don't drink wine at all, clearly you can't say it's been an ikra tafel. Ulai sagi shmias birkas bore pri hagafen afilu bli te'ima. Although he adds an important caveat. What do you mean? I hear you say bore pri hagafen, that's going to pater my Coca-Cola? How? I'm not mitzarif to your bore pri hagafen just because I hear you. Says only if I'm being guilty kiddush with you. If Sam were sitting at lunch and you take out your wine because you're a classy guy and I take out my Coca-Cola because I'm not such a classy guy, And you say Agafa and I say Ame, because I'm a from guy who says Ame whenever I hear a brah. Then for sure I'm not mostly my Coca-Cola, because my amin was just like politeness. It wasn't a tzeirif to your bracha. But if it's Shabbos morning and you're making kiddush for everyone, there's a big kiddush shul, the rabbi gets up and says, grab off and makes kiddush for everyone and drinks the wine, and no one else has the wine. And then I go to the table and I drink some Coca-Cola, says the Yachashava, maybe I'm putter. So I am tzeirif to your bracha and I need to be yotze kiddush. Can't say I'm not tzeirif to your bracha and I'm shayach to your bracha and gafen, because I'm yotze kiddush with you. Once I'm shayach to your bracha and gafen, maybe the bracha is mostly the Coca-Cola, he's mesopic. And from what I've seen, the Minhag Olam people are not mesopic about this. They say, no, obviously I should say shayach to my Coca-Cola if I, even if I heard the rabbi say kiddush. But he goes so far, clearly the Urcha Shulchan is saying it's not a matter of being tuffled to the wine. Tuffled to what wine? I didn't drink any wine. No, it's that, as long as I hear a Borei Pirei Gofen, I'm shayach to it, and I can connect myself to it. Borei Pirei Gofen includes all drinks. I need an excuse to say it. Here, my excuse to say it was I said a main to you, and I have to be multi kiddush. That is very radical.
Just say it's part of the Mishteh Yayin.
What?
I mean, be my dear that even clearer.
In Mishteh Yayin, if I'm not drinking wine, that's a little hard to say.
If we're sitting for kiddush, he makes kiddush, starts the Mishteh Yayin.
Hard to call, I don't know, hard to say I'm being part of a Mishnah Yayin.
Why was it any harder to say that you could be Yotzi Lechem Mishnah, according to those who are Chayim, at least? Because one guy could say, I'm Yotzi, and you're Yotzi Lechem Mishnah, but how do you even eat it? Because you're part of the game, you're part of the meal.
Yeah, the answer is because Lechem Mishnah. Because Lechem Mishnah is just a Zecher B'Alma to remember what happened thousands of years ago in the Midbar. So now I've remembered it. It's hard to say,
you still have to make the bracha.
I hear. I mean, the way the Rav Kodor Chaim are part of the Suda. Okay, yeah,
I don't understand. I don't understand this whole idea of the. I mean, basically, he's divorcing the whole issue of Iker and Tafel. It's an issue of eating, or I don't care about eating or drinking, but think you're eating a second thing because of its relationship to the first thing. And here you're not talking about that at all. You're talking about some kind of abstract notion of tafel be'erech and value the wine. That if you want to do a hierarchy of drinks, you say the wine is on the top of the hierarchy because it has more value.
Therefore, it's automatically just accompanying.
So basically, you're taking the notion of Iker and Tafel and
expanding it.
Not just, you're divorcing it completely from the original notion.
What do you mean?
No. We showed him already expanded it to the situation where you don't have to eat anything to get it.
Yes. I'm trying to explain Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya says something very radical. If I say I've gotten on a cup of wine, I'm yotze the Coca-Cola.
So I'm saying the prima donna swirl doesn't.
But whatever story you say is going to be radical.
Why?
Unless they say the Choloshem Mishteh, and all the Mishteh is tuffle to the Iker of the Mishteh. Okay, which I haven't found anyone say. Well, now we did. Okay, great. But yeah, it seems. Look, and this side is not even more Mechodesh, that the Bracha Borei Pirei Gofen automatically includes drinks, even though it says the fruit of the vine and includes Coca-Cola and chocolate milk and apple juice. That's even more radical.
Why is it mozi
potato chips? That's in one sense it's more radical, but you could understand.
Okay.
But if you understand, if you look at the bracha as a matir, right? So you can say since it's matir the hanoah of yai and matir hanoah, it's matir the hanoah of yai and it's matir.
Okay.
That's
right. Okay.
I have big problems with that too.
Okay, the cedar. Okay, we have to move.
How does that mozi lechem min haaretz be mozi a tomato?
Okay, so we asked that. Maybe
so it's the same way.
Okay. But lechem, I'm willing to be a little more flexible for at least the word lechem is a little more flexible. The word pork and guffin is not so flexible. Okay, maybe. Maybe it is the same thing. Yeah. Basically, the Shochanaka Rabbah is saying the same thing. It's tafel beirich for dice.
The same with Leighton says there's no difference between pas and yayin. He says the same chakir by pas as he does by yayin. The last paragraph in the Shevet Leighton. The pas.
No, but that's within Rav Chiya that we don't paskin like, right? Because what does he say further? Zedas Rav Chiya, etc.
We don't paskin like it, but he's saying that intrinsically it's the same idea as Yayin and Pas. You're willing to paskin like that, but Yayin, not by Pas, for
right.
Whatever reason, but intrinsically it's saying the
okay,
same.
Okay, correct. Okay, Rabosai, let's...
We're not doing this, like if you're seeing a meal and you don't drink some of the wine that's coming around, you have to make chocolate on your drink.
No, because if you're at a meal and other people drink wine, and you know, then when they say a guffin, you're not even shy for the bracha of guffin. So I think you much shy. You would have to say shakma on your soda.
No, no, on a soda, I mean, the ball of wine makes a guffin.
Makes a guffin for kiddush. That's exactly the aracha shakman. The ball of wine makes a guffin for kiddush, and you don't drink wine, you still. Well, it doesn't matter. In a suda, we pass, you don't make a bracha. So it's not an nafkamina. Okay, Rabosai. Another interesting nafkamina could be the question of the Shilting Giborim suffix already, which the Rishonim discussed as well. The Rishonim didn't quote the Shilting Giborim, but there's hiding a little Shilting Giborim which says, what if I have wine and water? So if I have wine first and then water, that's Rechia. Yayin Poter Koming Emashkin. That's Shmizi. But in Shasamayin Tchila, what if I drink water and then wine? So obviously Shachal, I drink the water first. That's not a question. I said Shachal, drink water. Then I said Haguffin, drink wine. What's the suffix? Suffix is not with the Haguffin and Molti in the water. The water is already drunk. The suffix is Bracha Achrona. Efsher, Tzarek, Lebarachal, Kolech, Le'echel, Le'fanel, Achra. Efsher, not sure what he means towards. You have to say two Bracha Achronas, Ala Geffen and Bor Nefashos. If I drink wine and water, I only say Ala Geffen, Al Priya Geffen. Because Yain Potiko mean a master, the fun of Lachra. But if I drink water first, then it's not including the Ala Geffen, the Al Priya Geffen. But he's not sure. Efsher, he's not sure. Says the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, Yesh Kos, Lebirkas, Amazon. If I drink orange juice before the Suda, I obviously say Shahakal, so it was before the Suda, and I have to say Borne Fushels. It's not part of the Suda. Not guilty of benching. But if I bench on a coast and say Alagefen, Yalpri Agefen, that's also Motzi, the orange juice from before the Suda. This is against the Efsher of the Shilting Giborim. The Shilting Giborim says if I have orange juice and then wine, I have to make two brachas achronos. Magen Avraham says of orange juice and then wine, I only have to make one bracha achrona. Damavarach bracha achrona, kosbir damazo. But the Mishnah Brura, he's very sneaky here. He says over this Magen Avraham, but adds a word to change the whole shot. He says to himself, ah, this Magen Avraham can't be against the Shilting Giborim. No, the Shilting Giborim said Efsher. Magen Avraham would say Efsher, but not. It was Efsher, but it's not true. No, Avadi agrees with the Shilting Giborim, and therefore, what word does he add to the Magen Avraham? Shechem says, obviously it means you have a cup of beer for benching. You benched on beer, not you benched on wine. That's a big chiddush. That when the Magen Avraham says, stam, you bark on a coast, he means you have no wine, you use beer. And that's what he adds in. He means to go, Shechem, the bark, 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 bark. Why does Mishra add the word Shechem to the Magen Avraham? Because he thinks Ala Geffen would not potter the orange juice. It must be you drank Sheikhar and made Borne Fushos, and of course Borne Fush pots is orange juice, because that's the bracha according for orange juice anyway. So it's a machlokes being shot in the Magen Avraham versus the Mishnah Brura and the Efsher of the Shilting Giborim. Again, Efsher means he's not sure, but this would be another great nafkamina. What about Shasa Mashke Acher V'acharkach Yayin? Says the pshat in the Magen Avraham. What's the, why is this a machlokes here? It's hard to say it's tuffel to the wine if you drink it before you even drink the wine. I drink water. There was no wine. I'm now chayav say, I drink orange juice. Okay, there was no wine. Now I'm chayav say, bor nefashos. Now that I drink wine, I'm going to make a frey tuffel to the wine. How can I make a tuffel to the wine if there was no wine at the time? Right? It's so I think that's the svara of the efshar of the shilte Hagiborim, and the Mishnah Brura says, no, you say Bore Nefashos and Al Hagefen. Because you can't call it Tafel, you can't call it part of the Mishnah, you can't call something Tafel if you drank it before the wine was even around.
You can say whatever you want.
What?
If it's Tafel Be'erech, you can say whatever you want. Before and after makes no difference.
Right. I don't know. It's hard for me to say, and I think this is where you get, it's hard for me to say it's Tafel if you drink it and there's no wine at all. You drink it totally by itself. And you're right, you could say whatever you want.
It's not a meal that's covered by Bracha Achrona. If you eat it before,
yes,
it's Bracha Achrona. No.
Here we're talking about something you eat after the meal.
No, here's the thing. You drink it, you drink Shia, and then you drink wine.
So now you're making a bracha on wine. So now that shnia is already, that's encompassed in the wine, or even if you drink water, let's say, afterwards, that's going to be
no,
covered.
No, that rule is only if the bracha rishonah patered both of them, then through dragging along, the bracha achronah patered both of them. Here, the bracha rishonah and orange juice didn't patter the kosher berries. It's not going to help you. It's not good. The bracha rishonah and the orange juice didn't patter the
wine.
If
you drink orange juice after you drink the wine. Before and after.
Then it's an interesting question. Then clearly the alagafen would patter the orange juice after the wine. Would you say through graver and also after the orange juice before the wine? I'm not sure. Sorry, here. But that's not the case. Because here, whatever you're doing during the meal doesn't count anyway because it's before. But here's the pshat, pashtos of the Magen Avraham, is that no, al hagefen is poter. The mashke ha'acher. Why? If you say it's included in the bracha, because b'chlamos ha'imana, a chasher bracha patches a less chasher bracha, a bigger enough bracha patches a smaller enough bracha, then who cares the order? This bracha patches all drinks. Right? A bigger bracha patches a smaller bracha. No problem. But if you say it's ritafel, it's hard to say if ritafel, if I drink the orange juice, there was no wine at all. But if you say the bracha just includes, ala gefen just includes orange juice. Orange juice didn't grow in a vine. It doesn't matter. A bigger bracha includes a smaller bracha. And therefore, I think this is a good enough. Mina, I'll mention what.
Why weren't you yotze with your Hasan?
Why weren't you yotze? Because you
had even a bigger bracha.
No, because Birkas HaMazon is a bracha on food, and the erech of food is not similar to the erech of drinks, so you're not yotze. I mean, it is an interesting question, because even if you had eaten candy before the meal, you wouldn't be yotze with Birkas HaMazon, which is a kasha, maybe the other reason why the Mishnah wouldn't like this Magen Avraham, and I think ultimately the answer is going to be, because all foods are not included in each other the way all drinks are included in each other. Did you have to? Okay, so
apples and grapes. Do I make two brachas achron, bracha achrona?
No, because there it's mamish in the words, so that's easier. That's mamish in the words, so that's easier. But ala geffen, orange juice and Coca-Cola are not in the words. I'll throw in another debate in the modern day postgame. Some of the modern day postgame say, I don't know if anyone brought a deer shoe here, how about grape juice? Is grape juice pater sharmashkin or only wine? Right? Now, if you say the bracha that paters, the bracha is the same bracha, right? What about grape juice? So if you say the bracha agafen patrz ol mashkin, the bracha agafen patrz ol mashkin, I don't care what you say it on, pashut de hagafen poter shar mashkin, because it's the same bracha. But if you say it's a matter of ikar v'tafel, then maybe you could say, no, you need to be chashev for ikar v'tafel. Only wine is chashev. Grape juice might squeeze into the bracha, but it's hard to say grape juice is so chashev. Why is grape juice really more chashev? And we discussed this a long time. Is grape juice really so much more chashev than orange juice? I don't know. Grape juice tastes sort of similar to good apple juice, right? Is grape juice so much more chashev? I don't know. They're sort of similar. Now, you could say no, because grape juice has potential to, but it's not so pashut, and therefore, do they quote anyone there? They.
It depends when you wake up.
Okay. So, yesh lehistapik ha'im poter shar mashkin and ayin. If you look in the dershu, he talked quotes machlokas in the modern poskim, contemporary poskim, whether it pater shar mashkin or not. The minute olam zosum is us. But that would be a good nafkamina. I'll mention one last nafkamina, which is this big chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah Siman Kufay in Dalet Sifkata and Gimel. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? He says that, and here you need, it's really by comparison. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Yayin Poter Komine Mashkin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they have to be in front of you on the table. They have to be on the table. Taz b'shem ha Mordechai, in front of you on the table. Because if they're not in front of your table, and some are may kill, even if they're not in front of you, as long as you adas to drink them. Okay, but his first, maybe his main data is they have to be in front of you on the shulchan. And then he says, but if you're kovei, they don't have to be in front of you on the shulchan. So it's interesting, they have to be in front of you. We never find elsewhere that we say something has to be in front of you on the shulchan. For example, if I make a ha'etz on apples, and I think I'm also going to eat blueberries, they don't have to be in front of me on the shulchan. If I make shahakal on candy, and I think I'm also going to drink Coca-Cola, and also I'm going to eat roast beef, it doesn't have to be in front of me on the shulchan. It's enough to have das. But for some reason over here, it has to be in front of me on the shulchan in order to pater it. So this is a very strange daya that he quotes in the Taz in the name of the Mordechai, that it has to be in front of me on the shulchan. It's not exactly clear. Like, why does he think? I understand why he thinks it has to be in my universe. Someone surprises me. I'm drinking wine, and someone surprises me and brings over scotch as a surprise. You can say, of course, that's not included in my bracha. I never thought that I would drink it today. But if I think, no, I'm drinking wine, and then I'm going to drink some, I'm going to wash it down with some scotch that I'm going to take out of my out of my liquor cabinet. So why isn't that good enough? It's a very good question. It's a very radical idea. In every place else in Hochas Brachos, when one bracha kapatra two things, they don't have to be in front of me on the table. It's enough to have them in mind. Okay, if I have them on the table, I don't have them in front of me in my mind. That's a different question. But why would the Mishnah Berurah have a unique sheet to hear that they have to be in front of me? It's not enough to have them in mind. It's a radical shita, but I think that if you're going to say Hadgofen just naturally potters other drinks, then as long as I have them in mind, I said the right bracha, it should potter other drinks. So what if you say Hayu Bidaito Velo Hayu Lefanov Al Hashulchan? I think that if you're going to say Hadgofen naturally potters other drinks, then as long as they were my das, I said a bracha that potters them. Pashut De poter hamashkin, which is the yesh omrim. What does he call it? The yesh mekilim in the Mishnah Berurah, which he quotes from the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Maharam Bennett. This is the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Maharam Bennett. I think we actually, on the Bar-Ilan, I think they actually put the Maharam Bennett on the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to find it. But if you say it's Ikar Tafel, now again, you might also say Ikar Tafel, as long as I have it in mind, it's Ikar Tafel. But you might say, no, this kind of Ikar Tafel, that if it's not really serving anything, it's just, you know, connected to it, it has this sort of loose connection, maybe it has to be Ulay Yesh Lomar Dinitpal Rak Im Haya Lefunov Rak Im, let's say this Hayu. The wine and the other drink Lefunov Biyachad, which is the Shita of the Taz, or what the Mishnah Berurah says as a Shara in the end is either they were both in front of you at the time, or you had Kvias to drink wine. Which makes sense. Maybe there's two ways to make a tafel. You could drink wine, do kvias, and everything else is part of the mishnah is tafel. Or if you don't make a mishnah and drink wine, then if two things are next to you and one is greater than the other, they're tafel. And that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah sort of says, or kvias. And what he's doing is he's trying to get like two possible tracks for how you could make it tafel, either through kvias or through being in front of you. That makes some connection between the two chetzes. But again, if the bracha Hagafen was just a good bracha, as long as you have an excuse to make it, it's a good bracha for orange juice and Coca-Cola, then you don't need kvias, you don't need in front of you, you just need to say Hagafen and Pater the Coca-Cola and Shalom Yisrael. So basically, our nafkaminas are, if you want to say a big kiddush, Hagafen includes Coca-Cola and orange juice, even though they're not in the words pre-Hagafen, they don't grow on a vine, because a bigger bracha paters a smaller bracha, as long as they're in the same ball game, because a bigger hana'ah paters a smaller hana'ah, then you shouldn't need any requirements. It doesn't matter how much wine you drink. Maybe you don't even have to drink wine at all. It doesn't matter the order you drink them. It doesn't matter if they were in front of you together or not, as long as you knew what you were saying a bracha on. But if you say you need ikar tuffel, then ikar tuffel might depend on the circumstances. Maybe it's only ikar tuffel if you have kvias, maybe only through a mishnah, or maybe at least if you drink a chashiv amount, it's ikar tuffel. And clearly it would only be ikar tuffel if you have the wine first. If the wine wasn't in the universe, wasn't in your headspace when you drank the orange juice's heart, say it's ikar tuffel. And maybe ikar tuffel would have to be quality wine, not grape juice. And maybe ikar tuffel, they'd have to be connected by being in front of you together, and it would not be enough to have a mental connection. They would need a physical connection. Okay, so that is Mashi Yishlis Tapek with Das Rabbi Chiya. Yes.
Just going back to the other one about the Magen Avraham, like after the quote there. The Arba Kosos that we drink Leila Seder. Let's say we just drink Arba Kosos, we don't drink Yain B'Toch HaSuda. What about the Bracha Achrona? So the Balam Ora time is that Bracha Samozim is both of the two Kosos Rishonot, and the Allah Geffen at the end is both of the other two. And the Ramban says that the Bracha Samozim is not both of the Allah Geffen, and the only the Bracha Allah Geffen at the end of the whole Geshef. Mm-hmm. To all the Arba Kosa. But at least according to Balaam Moore, and many Rishonim that hold like him, at least according to Balaam Rishonim, you see that Berachas HaMazim is poter even Yain Shelo B'Toch HaSuda. You know what I mean?
No, but that...
Berachas HaMazim is an umbrella.
No, so we'll get that.
And if we poter Yain, we poter orange juice too.
No. No one thinks it's, I don't think anyone thinks both. I mean, I shouldn't say no. There are weird sheets of that there, but no sheets. But I would say, number one, maybe we don't pass that way. Number two, I would say maybe wine is different, because remember the Gemara on Lamed Hey Amid Bey says that if El Yonah becomes, maybe we actually could bench on wine. Maybe wine is Sayyid. So that's different than orange juice. And number three, that wine is connected to the Suda, because in Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, and clearly, if I could coin a phrase. So that's different from stam drinking. So I wouldn't bring it around.
He doesn't say that.
Okay, I have to look at his lashon.
That thing you said about that wine can be special, that's what Orchos Chaim actually says. But,
yeah, we'll get to that.
In general, if there's no connection between the Gemara talks about it. If it comes after the meal,
so you have to say that's all for foods, because foods are qualitatively different. But drinks, which are B'chlam Sayimun, are different. Big Chiddush that we possibly begin by drinks, not food. What do you want me to tell you? And you're right, meaning. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, taka for daisa, even after the meal. Right? That's why the Mishmur says daisa, even after the meal, taka. Because that's always kapha. That would be like drinks. That's exactly that shita. Or maybe because it's just including the bracha. A big bracha patras a small bracha. No, you have to say if it's quantitative difference, not a qualitative difference. And that's why I like the formulation of the Shiva Lake. The hanav of all drinks is within the hanav of wine. The hanav of all of one food is not within that of another food. It might be bigger, but it's different. But bread might be a bigger hanav than an apple, but it's different.
You didn't say that bracha, the Birka Mazim doesn't put a bracha in Gimel.
Right. Yeah, Vada, that's no, that's where Abam Machmas Asuda, Achar Asuda, and there are Tain and Vanda of him, which Birks of Muslim doesn't potter, Allah 8 3 8, and Achanami. But that's because it's bigger but different, not Machalam Sayyid Lan. I think that's the
thing. This is Gimel.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's the thing. It's not really that a more chashev, the Pimgam says, a derisive bracha, Pashadur Bottom bracha. That's an exaggeration. What you have to say, what he really means is that, I think, unless there is a sheet out there that there's a Muslim pater's all born in fascosis, and then that would work well for the Prima Gadim. Or you have to say he means it's an unstated obvious tnai when it's Machlama Sayyamana, when there's no qualitative difference, only quantitative. And chocolate milk, we'll have to think of that. Okay, again, big Chiddush, just the chazer. Big Chiddush, wine is poter sharmat. But even the Prima Gadim, say, he admits wine is not poter. He admits wine is not poter candy. Candy is much less chashev bracha. No, he means when it's... If there's something unique about the relationship of drinks to wine, which bread does not have to all foods or to any foods, drinks to wine are very different. They're sort of, drinks and wine are all the same idea, just one is better than the other. Not like foods, but there's different foods. One food might be bigger than the other. Again, an ox is much bigger than a cat. I mean, it doesn't include the cat. An ox is much bigger than a calf. It includes the calf. A calf is just a partial ox. I mean, I think that's the difference. When it comes to drinks, all drinks are bechlal wine. They're just smaller. When it comes to food, in a kanami, an apple is smaller than a loaf of bread, but they're still different, and you can't say one potters the other. And so, therefore, the question is, and once we see there's something unique about wine and drinks, Tosaf says, well, do lo yar, give me a break. No such halacha. If we're not going to say it by bread, we're not going to say it by wine. And you can have a chakir or chia things, but that's irrelevant to us. But if you're going to say not like Tosos, then either big tradition of bracha hagafen, if by foods, the bracha only includes what's in the words of the bracha. Otherwise, it doesn't include because apples are different than bread. But by drinks, even though other drinks don't grow in a vine, since they're bechlam asayamana, the difference is qualitative and not quantitative and not qualitative, I'm adding in, based on Shevet HaLevi, therefore the bracha includes everything. Or say, no, there's a special ikra tuffel power that includes everything, maybe Mishnah, which would be more parallel, not special, or maybe some special power of tuffel bit erech, maybe some combination thereof. What I then want to go back, and that's the chakir we have here, then to go back and say, whatever a chakir is here, doesn't apply all to foods? One side is it doesn't apply all to foods. Or no, maybe it does apply. It applies to meal foods and not to fruit and candy. And then you would probably take something more like a mishnah and apply that to a suda. Or, go even further, it applies only to grain foods, which are mamish, shavin, which are tfeila be'erach, the same erach, but less. And maybe those, you would even go so far as to say you don't have any requirements, even achra suda, which is what the Mishnah verse says. Okay, I want to continue the Gemara a little more, Bosai. You got the board. It said, bottom of the Gemara, five lines from the end. Sholos ben zom of the Gemara, omer dvar, vah, mach, sudim, sofa, sudim, tunim, brach, lothem, lachrem, omer, hol, pas, potarton. Ihachi yam, yayin, nami, nifrei, pas. Why do you say a guffin during a meal? Right? Not everyone knows this halacha. This is before shalacha, no two ways about it. If on the middle of the meal someone brings someone brings out wine, then I have to say a hagofen. Even in a Shabbos meal, we paskin that even if the Mavarich said Kiddush and I didn't drink any wine, I don't want to drink wine for Kiddush. And then later I changed my mind, I want to drink wine, I have to say a guffin. You have to say a guffin even during a bread meal. Why? That was Pashatin. They just didn't know why. Why does Hamotzi pater the meat and the fish, but not the, okay, we're Tosfos guys, right? Hamotzi paters, all food your mother would want you to eat during a meal. Right, the meat and the fish and the daisa and the noodles and the kugel and the soup and everything but candy. In their days, fruit was candy. Right, so why doesn't a pater wine? So the answer is Shani Yayin de Gorin Bracha Le'atzmo. Three magic words, Shani Yayin de Gorin Bracha Le'atzmo. What do we mean by Gorin bracha le'atzmo? We have a whole bunch of different perushim. What is the most? We already discussed this a great length. We're not going to repeat everything. What is the most fascinating perush of Gorin bracha le'atzmo? Rashi. Right, one parish is Rashi. Rashi says, what does bracha l'atzmo mean? You have to say hagafen even when you don't want to drink wine sometimes for ritual purposes. Right? Even when you don't want to drink wine, you say hagafen. Everything else, you only say the bracha if you want to eat it. But hagafen, you say even if you don't want to drink wine because you have to do a chuppah, because you have to do kiddush, because you have to do abdallah, because you have to do a bris mila, whatever the case may be. Mevarchin alav l'shem mitzvah, afilo eino ta'ev l'shtoso. And therefore, wine is different. What does this have to do with Hilchos Brachos? So we had a chakira. You could say, if you wanted to make Rashi very boring, you could say, what he means is that since you use it for ritual purposes, it's very chashuv. Something that's very chashuv can't be tuffel to the bread. But what the Rav said is that no, we see from here the bracha v'agafen is different than all birchas hananin. I don't mean it doesn't also have the din of birchas hananin. Obviously, you also have also adam l'chamis ben olam zevul bracha. But all the bracha, all the other brachas are just asr lehanus ben olam zebul bracha. You don't say avet hamotzi. But on guffin, besides asr ladin lehanus ben olam zebul bracha, is an extra shevach for haraya. We say it for kiddush. Why do you say on guffin for kiddush? Remember, we had the whole chakira, right? Isn't that you don't say like the Rav? The only way you say a guffin kiddush is you need to drink for kiddush. When you drink, you say a guffin, so it'll be nanim olam zebul bracha. We had a whole board about that. The Rav says, no, but answering needs to say a guffin for kiddush, right? Even on a fast day, you can say it without drinking, or you can give it to a tino who's much older than husband, almost that below bracha. You give it to a little 8-day-old baby. Because be'etzim, part of the Shemach is not just that Hashem gave us bris mila, is that he gave us priya guffin and bris mila, not just that Hashem gave us Shabbos, he gave us bor priya guffin and Shabbos. Ultimately, the Shevach of bor priya guffin is so great that it's an independent Shevach besides Hanam and Olam HaZeh B'loh Bracha. And therefore, even though we're Yotze Hanam and Olam HaZeh B'loh Bracha, right, and we tied it into something we discussed last time, right? Do you make a bracha on the second and fourth coast?
Oh, yeah.
At the Pesach Seder, right? Remember, if Shechter said, big kiddush about it when he came to give a guest shiur. If it's just so you won't be Nanim and Olam HaZeh B'loh Bracha, then you shouldn't need to make a bracha on the second coast. At least we hold it's not a hefsek, right? At least we hold it's not a hefsek like Rashi and Rashbam Udime. And you certainly shouldn't need to make a bracha on the fourth coast. Not much of a hefsek between the third and fourth coast. Not so long. Not very long at all. But
it's out to the drink.
What? Okay. Fair. Okay. You're right. There's another way around. But if you hold, this is but as he pointed out, we saw yesterday, the Beralach put the money around. No, if you hold it just for the chashivas of the mitzvah, the bor priya guffin of a mitzvah is not for us. It's an independent key of a guffin of a mitzvah. And therefore, even though we're allowed to drink wine, there's no more problem. There's no hefsek. You're allowed to be nenim and olam zeh, but for the mitzvah of the fourth coast, for the mitzvah of halal, we need another hagafen. For the mitzvah of haggadah, we need another hagafen. That was what the Rav said within Rashi. So what does Rashi mean? Does it just mean that this is igloi milsa? That wine is a chashuv drink? Or no, he really meant something very fundamental. What Rashi meant was something fundamental. He says, no. Bore pri hagafen is not just Birkas Hanenin, but a new Kiyum Shevach. Vaharaya, you have to say it at the Bris Mila, even if you don't want to drink wine. Even on a fast day when you give it to the 8-day-old baby, you say it. Even on the fourth coast, maybe there wasn't a hefsek, you say it. And we tied this into the Rashi earlier, so the Echron asked, well, isn't that a multi also very chashuv? Echron, multi is also very chashuv. You always have to say a multi, you need bread. That's why in the Havamina, not Havamina, in the Sheet of Rav Huna Chutzman and Pasman and Yayin, put them together and Rashi connected them. Anyway, this was the big Chiddush in Rashi. Why is Hagafen such a tremendous Chiddush, such a tremendous Shevach? Why is it more of a Shevach than everything else? So maybe it's more of a Shevach than everything else because there's one level of Shevach that Hashem created delicious things in the world. There's another level of Shevach that Hashem created those things in the world. Okay. A, that Hashem created the potential in the world to take things and bring out some quality that the original object never had, that we can make wine out of grapes. He put this potential in the world to get something which we never see with our eyes when we harvest our produce. But can be created also perhaps something that, you know, that can help someone transcend. Like Yayin, Chayim Hinish, Lusume, On Purim, etc. Of course, it could be used wrong. There's also Noach and Lot. But just because something you use wrong, maybe that proves that it is something with tremendous potential. But Derech Drash, you could say, maybe in all the mitzvos, it's important to Davka say Borei Pri HaGafen, because the Borei Pri HaGafen is all about the potential inside the grape that's not immediately noticeable, but that you can bring out of the grape with hard work. Maybe whenever we do important mitzvahs, we say there's a lot that you don't notice in the world that with our work we can bring potential out of it. But that's Bederach Drush. That is Rashi's Derech, which you could make boring if you want to make him the same as the other Rishonim, or the same as some of the other Rishonim, or you could say is a very fundamental chiddush about the Baruch Bor HaGafen, use that to explain 100 other things, which we had on the board once. But let's go to another shot. What does Tosus quote from the Rashba? Which Rashba does he mean?
The Rashba. Rashi Shas.
Well, either he, if we assume there's no, that's the right gear, so he means the Rosh Mishan, it's not the Sephardi Rashba. Other Rishonim quote the same shot from the Rashbam. Whenever you have the same shot quoted in some Rishonim from the Rashba, some from the Rashbam, you're always suspicious. You don't know if someone just messed up the gear, huh? But it doesn't really make a difference, right? Mm-hmm. The, like their Rebbe Yonah and others, for example, quote from the Rashbam. So the Rashba in Tosfos / Rashbam in the Rishonim. And, you know, maybe it's both supposed to be Rashbam. It doesn't really make a difference. What's their pshat? What does it mean, Gorin Bracha La'atzmo?
It's no longer Brei Ha'etz.
It gets a special bracha. Not that it makes you say a bracha when you were thirsty. No. When you drink wine, it has a special bracha. It has a special bracha. And if it has a special bracha, then obviously it is very chashav, and it's very chashav. You can't just say it's tafel to the bread. Lachora, what that means is that it is very chashav. What does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Right, some of the Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Hananel, such as Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, here. How did he interpret Gorin Bracha La'atzmo?
Because it patters mashkin. It takes
Yayin Gorin Bracha La'atzmo, Shapolter Shar Mashkin. Now again, what does it mean? Gorin Bracha La'atzmo. He doesn't really explain so much the lashon of Gorin Bracha La'atzmo. Meaning, I think what he means, it's a bracha la'atzmo, but you don't need a bracha for other things. Yain is gorm, you make a bracha on it, but you don't have to make a bracha on the Coca-Cola, the orange juice, and the chocolate milk. So, he says what it means is that yain poter sharmashkin. Who cares if it's poter sharmashkin? I'm having bread and wine. I'm not having sharmashkin. No, the answer is also that shows that it's very chashuv, and if something's very chashuv, then you can't say it's just included in the meal or included in the bread. Is there a fourth shot? Yeah, what it means, Yayin Gor, Shani Yayin Gor, and Bracha La'atzmo?
It's removed from the Suda.
What?
It's removed from the Suda context, unlike other drinks.
It's removed. Why is it more removed from the Suda context than other drinks?
Because it doesn't wash down with the enjoy
it itself. Who says that? Where? Hashta Yayin Potokum Mishmashkin, Fisha, etc. Hilka Shabon Bishvil Hapas Lishro Shamash Machal Vigami Efshal Achilo Bloshti. Hilka Pas Potrotch and Kosman Yain could only be more a time. Like the rest is the reason. You're reading, the reason is that it's not Lishro Shamachal. But I'm sorry to say what you're saying is not true. It says explicitly in Menbeis Amid Beis that the wine during the meal is Lishro Shamachal. So Rashi, the like the time that we already explained.
The Rashba brings another
Perish, the Yesh Omer and the Rashba, but who, Lachor, the Ravid is this Yesh Omer, because he follows up on it, but this is also on the Ritva. There's a lot of Rishonim. What do they say? It means Shani Yayin Digorim Bracha La'atzmo. It's not really much of Shani Yayin. What it means is
drinking
is different from eating. Again, it's a little dark, the word shani yayin, yigorim bracha la'atzmo. What it means is all drinks, yayin as an example, drinks is different because drinks need their own bracha. It's a little bit circular reasoning. It means obviously drinks need their own bracha, so drinking is different than eating. Drinking is different from eating. And it's not about the chashivas of wine. Everyone else, chashivas of wine, says Rashi, only wine you have to make kiddush on. You don't make kiddush on orange juice, says the Rashba or the Rashban. Only wine gets a special bracha. Everything else gets a plain old vanilla shahakal, says I should have said only cream soda gets a plain old vanilla shahakal. Says the Rebbe Nachman, only wine potters everything else. Nothing else does. Says no, wine just have a little drink. Just means drinks are different. Okay, it's a little bit dumb.
Just any drinks are different if you wanted to drink them, but drinks are not different if you want to use them to eat.
What do you mean?
If you want to, like, water used to wash down a drink, or a drink used to wash down the
drink. Perish lishu dover cholik li'atmo shizeh machal v'zeh mashke. And even though we call drinking during your meal eating, that's compared to other kinds of drinking. But compared to eating, it's shtia. Who? Shtia chashiv figoton bracha le'atmo.
I'm saying so even those drinks are considered.
Yeah, he says even drinks are compared to drinks outside the meal, they're like eating. But compared to the food, they're like drinking.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the nafkamina is obvious. Well, the nafkamina is almost obvious. Yeah.
Or Zeros said, "Lean here at first, and Aaron Bracha Baratzmos, I knew Shem Yevarech, and I told her Meitiv."
Shatova Meitiv, nice one. Okay, says the Orza Rua. You have a marker for the Orza Rua, Simon?
Kuf Nun Hei.
Kuf Mem Hei.
Kuf Nun Hei.
Kuf Nun Hei. Kuf Nun Hei. He says, that's a. You say Hatova Meitiv, right? On Shino Yayin, you say Hatova Meitiv. No one says that on Shino Shar Mashkin, you say Hatova Meitiv. If I'm drinking apple juice and bring out Johnny Walker Blue Label, no one says that we say Hatova Meitiv, which also is the point is that it is something very chashuv that you even say Hatova Meitiv. Okay, so Nafkamina is obviously, what about?
Water.
That might be missed there, that one.
Nafkamina, what about? Ha'im Hamotzi Poter Sharmashkin. Basically, according to the Rashba, the Yesho and the Rashba, the other Ritva, it's obvious that Hamotzi doesn't pot Sharmashkin. It's obvious that whenever you drink during a meal, basically every meal, we have to say Shahakol if we don't have wine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's the whole point. Right? That's the whole point. That. According to them, it's mefurish the Gemara. De ein hamotzi poter mashkin. This is obviously not what we're used to, right? They're saying it's mefurish the Gemara. Shani yayin la davka goren bracha l'atzmo. According to the other pshatim, no, it's only wine, right? According to the other pshatim, including the Orza Ruah. No, only Yayin is Mefurish B'Gemara. De'ein Hamotzi Poter. Only on wine, it's Mefurish B'Gemara. Special reason of wine. What would you say about other Mashkin? If there's no special reason why Hamotzi is not popped to them, what would you... By the way, this is also the Ravid. Right? The Ravid and the Rashba says, and therefore you make Shahakol and your other drinks during a Suda. Of course, the other Pshatin... No, it's only wine that has a reason that Hamotzi not potters it. So, trick question. So, therefore, what about other drinks? Since Hamotzi potter them or not? What does the Rima Ramin Tam say? Miu Rima Ramin Tam go, Rem Shalolavar Klalashar Mashkin. And then you have two ways to go. Either you go with the Re and Ramin Tam. So, other Mashkin. Are included in Hamotzi, or is there another option? Let's say you're not the Rashba. The Rashba and the Yeshua and the Rashba, it's not his only shot. The Ra'an and the Ritva say that's exactly the discussion of our Sugyas. All drinks are the same. The Hav means that they be Pater, Kamash, only not Pater, so drinking and eating are separate Maslulim. They all drink Pasha that they're Pater by. The Hamotzi. It goes without saying. Only wine has special hashivas that's not pachter. But of course, what's the other option?
I mean, Machzor Vitri, but you can say it's following Rashi's approach to the entire
sugya. Ah, so the Machzor Vitri, who goes with the Machzor with the Machzor Vitri? The Bahag, the Machzor Vitri, and the Bahag say the opposite. And I'll come back to your point in a moment. I'm not forgetting it. I'm just. The Machzor Vitri and the Bahag say no. Other drinks. It was Pasha, you have to say a bracha during the Suda. Mm-hmm. Only wine, there was a Havamina Natu. Meaning, let's just... three cheetahs. Says the Ra'ar Ritva and Yesh Omrim in the Rashba that the Sugya is discussing all drinks. Says the Re and Rabbeinu Tam. No, Shar Mashkin... Pashut she'ein mevarchin aleihem, and the sugya is talking about only wine. Because other mashkin, obviously, why wouldn't you say a bracha? They're tough until they, after all, aren't they shaykh to the suda? Aren't mashkin shaykh to the suda? When you eat, why do people drink at meals? Why do you drink at meals? Don't give me lishros. No one's going to say lishros. Maybe that's what they mean if they would be a scientist. Why do people drink at meals?
You're thirsty.
When you eat, you get thirsty to drink, right? It goes with the eating. It's mamashek and ritafel. Much more so. When I eat bread, I don't naturally want to have roast beef. But when I eat the bread, I want to have a drink, right? It's very pashut. But says the Maser Vitri, I'm oversimplifying just a drop. And the Bahag, no. Sharmashkin adraba. Pashut dimivarchim alehem. It was obvious you make a bracha on sharmashkin. Our sugya is only how about wine. And kamashmalan sugya, the sugya. Osekes rak biyayin. So, meaning, they weren't discussing sharmashkin, they're only discussing the uniqueness of wine, because sharmashkin is the obvious one, obvious the other way. Why would it be obvious that sharmashkin, you, why would it be obvious that sharmashkin, according to the Machzor Vitri, why would it be obvious that sharmashkin, you would have to make a bracha on them?
Amazing.
What?
They're different than wine. Wine is mazin, just like the lettuce.
Aha! Because wine is mazin, and other drinks are not mazin. Wine, that's a meal food. It satiates you. Other drinks do not satiate you. Now, here it's a little tricky. you could interpret this. You could go slightly different ways with this, but for example... this is also Rav Yom Tov in the Mordechai. Davka b'yayin shayk lakshu yachim shem design. While mayim the ain't a possible drasan lo kashemidim shem lo zayni. Mayim is not zon, so it's obvious. Here they say maybe why says. By the way, the Machzor Vitri doesn't say anything. If you look inside, he doesn't give any svaras. He just says what he says, and he even goes further and says. When you drink water during the Suda, you have to make a bracha on each cup of water. Why do you have to make a bracha on each cup of water? Because you're nimlach, you're changing your mind every time. Why? His assumption is, some of us can relate to this, we hate drinking water. Everyone hates drinking water. Just if you're thirsty, you have no choice. So every time I drink a cup of water, I think it's my last lungs. It's so gross. And then I have to drink another one and say another shot.
In the middle ages, that might be true.
Yeah, in the middle ages, that might be true. So I don't know if he would, I don't think he would say that about orange juice. I don't think he would say that about orange juice. But why? So one answer is it's not the Maser Vitri. But Tosfos says, and likewise, Mordechai Kosar of Yom Tov, but our Tosfos is good enough, says Tosfos, because Yayin Zan and Mayim Eino Zan. Right? So interestingly, the way Tosfos says it, he says, why is Yayin Zan and Mayim not Zan? Like we said, the El and Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph, what do we say? Ha'omer Kolazan Alai is Usher and everything except for Mayim and Melach. It might be only water you have to make a bracha on, but they admitted all along that you don't have to make a bracha on orange juice. Because orange juice is zan, it has sugar. Only water is not zan, it doesn't have any nutrients in it. Orange juice has sugar, and milk has sugar and protein, and I don't know what what a diet soda. I don't know what they would say. It's non-nutritive, right? So they didn't have diet soda in his day, so we don't have to worry about it. But there's another pshat. What's the other pshat? The other pshat was the Mordechai quoted from Rabbeinu Yosef. He says for isi kasev or for isi kasev rather than lahachi matcha tamud gabi yain tefemi gabi shar mashkin the shar mashkin lo chashivi bon machas sudik mo yain shemachas koch hayayin odemis avel lechol only wine is an appetizer. Wine gives you an appetite. Wine is an appetizer. Other drinks are not an appetizer. So therefore, other drinks that are not an appetizer is pashut, they're separate from the meal. But wine is an appetizer. Have mean it's part of the meal. And then he changes his mind. And he goes back to and he says, but I think because of this reason that we said earlier that mayim is not zan. Rabbi Yosef said that on the wine you have to bring. But shar mashkin lo. So the reisi kasuv in the Mordechai. The Reisi Kasov in the Mordechai, I'm not sure who that is. But the Reisi Kasa and the Mordechai says, because wine is an appetizer, why the alcohol makes you hungry. Again, I have no idea. I haven't tried it. I'm not a big drinker. Does wine make you hungry? Maybe it's not the alcohol. Maybe it's something else. And then he yeah?
It's before Shem Gemara in the beginning of the parak.
It's before Shem Gemara in the beginning of the parak. Again, it doesn't say if it's only wine or not, right? Because that was a kasha on something that was about unique about wine. But, yeah, no, the fact that wine is an appetizer in the beginning of the parak. We don't know, because it's saying wine is started. Oh, I have a kasha from here. We don't know if that kasha was only wine or not. But in any case, and the Mordechai sort of implies there's a nafkamina. Again, if we read the Mordechai with the brackets that someone put in the Mordechai, what he's saying is that he says it's only wine, not sharmashkin. But I think, like we said earlier, it's about zan, it's all sharmashkin. Meaning there's a nafkamina. Nafkamina is that, is it that only water needs a bracha? Because the only one's not zan, or that all sharmashkin need a bracha, because only wine, let's assume that Zachary is correct, only wine is migra garir. After all, why would you drink wine all day Erev Pesach to support Zachary and not drink Coca-Cola all day Erev Pesach, besides the fact that he had invented Coca-Cola? Because only wine is migra garir, and maybe other things are not. So the truth is, in this Master Richard the Mahaj, you could say no. They knew all along water you for sure had to say a bracha. Oranges and Coca-Cola for sure don't, and the only suffix was wine, or according to the Reisi Kasa of the Mordechai, they knew all along all drinks you have to say a bracha. The only suffix was about wine. Halacha Maisa, obviously we pass like we're in time. We know that from Maisa and B'chol Yom. I'll just point out very briefly, how about bracha achrona on wine? If you look at the Rishonis, you have to make a gefen on wine during the meal. Do you have to make ala gefen, v'yalpria gefen on wine during the meal? I mean, we all know we don't, right? Yeah. So there are two reasons in the Rishonim why you don't say ala gefen, v'yalpria gefen on wine during the meal. So how about, I don't know if any Rishonim actually say you do have to say al-gefen, v'al-priya-gefen. Like, they all basically say you don't. There's got to be, yeah. I haven't found any of the Rishonim who mamish say that you have to say al-gefen, v'al-priya-gefen after the meal. Maybe Adi could find someone for us. Maybe the Masif to have someone. The what? The Machzor Vitri says you have to say a bracha achrona on wine. Correct. The Machzor Vitri says, good. So how about, thank you. The bracha achrona al yayin in the Suda. So the Machzor Vitri says, and he is quoting Rashi. B'shem Rashi, sarech levarech gam achrav. You also have to bring your bracha afterwards. Okay, why does this work well for Rashi l'shitase? Because he compares wine. After all, where does wine come from?
Grapes.
And according to Rashi, if you eat grapes during your Suda against everyone else, right? Remember, Rashi says, "Rav Papa's machri like Rav Sheshes against everyone else." If you had grapes during your Suda, you have to say bracha achrona. Kemo anavim toch Hasuda lefi Rashi.
That doesn't work. Rabbi said lahar suda means that you're regil to eat them after the meal, not that they necessarily come after the meal. It's not chronological. So nobody's regil. I mean, so why you're regil to eat during the meal?
It is a good question. It is a very good question, meaning it's not so obvious. Right. It could be that maybe within Rashi you could disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Maybe he would say, I mean, no, but he says, what's the reason? Okay, it's going to be tricky. Because Rashi says the reason why you need a bracha achrona on grapes during a meal, because they're not zan as much. Then you have to say wine is not zan as much, which is a little tricky, because wine is sa'id. So to get this Rashi and the Machzor Vitri to fit the general sheet of Rashi on Shas works well. To get him to fit exactly is going to be a little tricky. But all the Rishonim disagree. All the Rishonim say Potter mi bracha achrona. But there are two reasons why. What are the two reasons why it should be potter mi bracha achrona? What are the two reasons why it would be potter mi bracha achrona in the Rishonim?
Because
It's included within Birkat HaMazon. If you make a Birkat HaMazon on a main shalosh, you can be yotzei.
That's not so pashut. I'm certainly not chachila. We're talking about chachila. So one shot is because kimbo dvarim habaim shelo machmas hasuda tochasuda lefi the other rishon. What does that mean? Anything you eat during the meal, no matter even candy during the meal, doesn't need a bracha achrona. So why would one need bracha achrona? Right? It's the normal rules of anything you eat in the meal. You need a bracha rishona, which also needs bracha rishona, right? Which also needs bracha rishona, but not achrona. Just like candy during the meal gets a shakel, not a brain of fashos, just like pomegranates during a meal get a ha'itza, not an ala itzriel priyaitz. Likewise, wine during a meal gets a kach, and it doesn't need a bracha achrona. The second pshat in the Rishonim is because what do we know from the beginning of the Perek? Who remembers the beginning of the Perek?
Then you don't need Gorim and you bracha latzma.
What?
Then you don't need bracha Gorim latzma. It's just the same aloch as Anobi.
No, because the Havmina is that it's machmas hasuda because you get thirsty when you eat. You don't need grapes with your meal. Grapes is usually a snack. Yayin is usually eaten during a meal.
No, so yayin is machmas hasuda.
Except through Gorim Brachal Atzmo, it becomes like, now you could have said Gorim Brachal Atzmo puts it one step further. I understand. Basically, it should be Machasuda Tochasuda according to everyone, but it should be Machasuda Tochasuda. But through Gorim Brachal Atzmo, does it get bumped up to Machasuda Acharasuda? Or does it get bumped up to Machasuda Tochasuda? It only gets bumped up one step. What's the other svar though, why you wouldn't need a Bracha Achrona? Because what do we almost say in Lamed Hamid Beis? Who remembers? Where did Eliyahu HaNavi appear in our parak? It's like this is Rav Schechter Kol Kina, right? One of the questions would be, where does Eliyahu HaNavi mentioned in the parak?
If you're on wine, you should say your Birkat HaMazon.
There's a having to say Birkat HaMazon on wine anyway. Right? Remember? Lamaham base, having to say Birkat HaMazon on wine, so it's Soyed. Right? Umasameach. Brand is only Soyed, so Umasameach. Except that we're not Kovei on it, and we need Eliyahu HaNavi to come and tell. But there's a Havamina, because Yayin saw it. Be ikaron shayach levarich alav birkas hamazon ella dein kovin alav suda. So what can you say? Put two and two together. Really? Did the hot meat on the bench every time you drink wine? Except we're not going to be a suda, and even if someone is, we need a Yonav to tell us whether that counts or not. Whether it's bottled down, it's called adam. But if you put two and two together at both sides, here you were going to be a suda. You had bread. So you're going to be a suda, and wine is soyed. So it's naturally included in Birkas HaMazon. The Naftamina, which is two shatim, as the Meiri and others point out. What? But we don't.
I mean, we don't see either at number two either.
What?
We don't hold like bad either.
We do, except for the problem of Kviya Suda. Okay. Now, of course, what's the real machlokas? Whenever they say they would have said something except for, the Chakira is, so they didn't, so forget about it. Or, so it's still, meaning, what's the Chakira? The Chakira is, what's this assuming? This assumes that whenever you say, Chazal would have said X, except they didn't for a reason. Does that mean they didn't or just forget about it? Like, once they didn't, they didn't. Tough luck. Or no. It's the assumption is, the chiddush, is that, no. It's still a potential din.
The reason doesn't apply.
Yeah. It's not that they didn't say benchy, so they didn't say benchy, shalom. No. They're waiting for Eliyahu. It's not so crazy to say. It's not they didn't say it, so forget it. Right? Chazal had a havamina, right, to be gone sefer kohelos, but they didn't. And in the end, there's no enough community in that. It was a havamina. Yeah, they had a havamina bench and why, but they didn't. No, but they were waiting for Eliyahu. That havamina is still alive. It's potential energy. It's not in the trash can. That's the assumption. It's still potential din, and not merely a havamina. Okay, that's the chakira. So nafkamina is, what about yayin achar hasuda? If you say this, then you would need, it would need bracha achrona. If you say, the reason we know we reject the matzah victory is because it's like all the other foods. All the other foods after the suda need bracha achrona. So too, why after the suda need bracha achrona? You're a salik ashulchan, then you sat and had a drinking party. But if you say it's because fundamentally shaykh the benching, then no, it would be included in Birkas HaMazon, and that's exactly how all the Rishonim speak this out here, the Meiri and the Rashba little, etc. They say, well, there's two shitas. If the reason why it's included in benching is because, like all other foods, that's only if it's before you take away the table. After you take away the table, you never have brota. If it's because really you should bench on wine, you're just missing a little kiyasuda, and here you have kiyasuda, then even after your basilica shofen, you shouldn't need to bench on wine. And that is a nafkamina, okay, the doesn't come up a lot nowadays, but the Meiri speaks that nicely, and all the Rishonim also speak this, speak out this Chakira. Okay, so now we're ready to, Chaim, with your help, yeah, to start today's shir. Yes?
Can you just clarify the, did you ever finish the Ramsar Jiru and the Mahag over there?
What?
The Ramsar Jiru and the Mahag on the tree?
Yeah. Ah, sorry, one second, he asked me to add something here. So there was never a Havamina that Mayim was included in Hamotzi. Ah, by Sharmesh's Mayim, there's never Havamina they're included. Either there's never Havamina they weren't included, there's never Havamina they weren't included. Okay, take this. Okay, Ravosai, let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tachna Bezan Aleph, Rav Huna did two strange things. Number one, Achal Tleisa Rifti B'nei Tlasa Tlasa B'kaba. He ate 13 loaves of bread. Okay, there's some debate whether 13 is Davka or not. But either way, it's making a point. Which were each a third of a kav. That's a lot of bread. In the end, he ate 4 1/3 kav of bread. Even if it's a little bit of an exaggeration. He ate a ton of bread. V'lo Birech. And he didn't bench. He ate a ton of bread and didn't bench. Why did he eat a ton of bread and not bench? Because it was just a snack, not a meal. Right? So, what kind of bread did Rav Huna eat? What kind of bread did Rav Huna eat? Who has two deus about this?
Rashi.
Right? Rav Huna Achal. What did Rav Huna eat? Did he eat? What are the two days?
Regular bread or pas haba?
Exactly. Pas or pas haba'a bikisnin. Who says he ate regular bread? The Bahag. Says the Bahag, he ate regular bread. Right? Who says he ate pasav of a kiss then?
Everybody else.
Right? All the Gonim also, right? Doesn't the rest of go high Gon or something?
Yeah.
Shar Gonim very Shonim. Okay. So why didn't he bench? Why? Why did he not bench afterwards? So if it's possible to kiss, then what's the obvious answer? Because we all know the halacha that you only bench if lo kava sudaso alav. It looks to us like he ate a lot, but you don't know Rav Huna. That was just a little snack for him. That was just a little snack for him. Oh, by the way, and then what does Rav Nachman say to him? Amar li Rav Nachman, adi kafna. Okay, it's a big machlokes of adi kafna means. It could be Rashi thinks adi means this. It says this is for hunger. This is ravenous. This is satiating hunger. Come on, this is a meal. The Ritva understood it means adi like a dayan. You're still hungry? What do you mean? You're not full yet? Either way, Rav Nachman believed Rav Huna that Rav Huna wasn't full, but he says, El kol shecherim kovel lo suda tzarech levarech. No, if everyone else thinks it's a suda, then you have to bench. Okay, Rav Huna didn't think it was a snack, but for everyone else it would be a suda, so you have to bench. Now, But according to the Bahag, why didn't he bench? After all, he ate regular bread. So what does Rashi quote? Because of it wasn't v'achalta v'savata. And then Rashi obviously didn't have a copy of our Bahag. Because Rashi says, this Bahag is the most ridiculous thing I ever saw. You know, this is like, you know, some of these like, you know, high school kids who learn enough Gemara to make it into something not from, but not enough to actually be a Ben Torah. Says, oh, I'm not going to bench because I'm not full, so I don't have to bench. And then they never bench. So Rashi says to the Bahag, what are you talking about? Don't we know, Daf Chaf, in our Masechet, all over, that what's the Shir Birkas HaMazon? Birkas HaMazon? Kezias or Yesh Omer, that's how we pass on, like Rabbi Meir, or a Kaveitza. Right? So, now doesn't he know the Gemara Daf Chaf and Beis that Hashem said to Malachim, I said, V'yachal Tzvot V'yarach, V'heim Yechem Yeratzim, I'm like, Kezias and Kaveitza. That even if midoraisa v'chalta, that's how we paskin midoraisa v'chalta v'rach. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Rambam paskins midoraisa. You only chayv to bench if you're full, but midorabanan you're chayv to bench on a kezias. So if he ate 13 loaves of bread, why didn't he bench? And Rashi just says the Bahag's wrong. Okay, the Bahag can't be that wrong. Really, Rav Huna thought you didn't have to bench, but if you look inside the Bahag. Rashi obviously didn't have it. The Bahag has a great explanation for Rav Huna. What does the Bahag say? Rav Huna achol klasa esar rifi ba klasa klasa lekav lo barach geboy lemisvur beruche kedar reisa v'echad zvad v'shem dekez shabeitza asmach darabani. He knew midarabani you have to bench a kezayis or some say a kebeitza. But he wanted to do a mitzvah daraisa. He didn't bench because he wanted to get more bread so he could do a mitzvah daraisa. He was just being super yeshivish. You know how it's yeshivish to say, I'm chayiv d'rabbanan, but I want to be chayiv d'oraisa, so I'm not going to do the mitzvah yet. I want to be chayiv d'oraisa, right? I know if I put on cotton arba kanfos, I'll be chayiv d'rabbanan in tzitzis, according to some Rishonim. But I want to be chayiv d'oraisa, so I'll wear wool tzitzis. I know that if I, you know, if what did we discuss in Sukkah a couple of, not so long ago, right? If I eat and I don't drink, I'm chayav to bench. But according to the Iranian, I'm only chayav d'oraisa if I drink, so I'm going to go get a drink also, et cetera, et cetera. Right? It's yeshivish to want to do a d'oraisa. So Rav Huna, it wasn't that he wasn't going to bench. He wasn't going to bench yet. He says, let me go get a few more loaves so I can be chayav mitzvah d'oraisa instead of mitzvah d'rabbanan. He was just trying to be extra from. And Rav Nachman said to him, no, you don't need to do that to be extra from. You're already chayiv d'oraisa. And otherwise, the Bahag makes no sense. Like, why would Rav Huna not be chayiv d'rabbanan? So I think you need the Bahag in order to understand his opinion. The Bahag's a little confusing. At the end, he then quotes Mar Rav Huna Aluf, who has nothing to do with Rav Huna the Gemara. It's the Gon Rav Huna. Have a polig amr daraisa svias garon v'Rav Huna lo yodinan ma'ika amrinan. This is a famous machlokes in the Rambam of the Ravid. He says that that actually a kezayis and a kebeitza is daraisa, and then he doesn't understand Rav Huna at all. Mm-hmm. Meaning the Gon Rav Huna doesn't understand the Amor Rav Huna at all because he thinks midaraisa. This is machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Ravid says daraisa only if you're full. The Ravid says midaraisa even a kezayis or even a kebeitza. Let's say says how is it svias? Your throat is full from a kebeitza. Doesn't mean your stomach is full, your throat is full. Okay, this is a known machlokas rishonim and machlokas gaonim. Is daraisa svia mamish, the way we paskin, or is daraisa kebeitza, or maybe even a kezayis? Obviously, he says, I don't know how to explain Rav Huna if me daraisa you bench a kezayis. It's funny, he didn't even think of, I obviously never heard of the pshat of Rav Haigon and all the other rishonim to explain Rav Huna. Anyway, this is one way. We're going to leave this for now. And what's the kamashvalon of Rav Nachman? Kamashvalon. Rav Nachman. Which is that, by the way, according to the Bahag, it's a bishish. You're chayav d'oraisa, even if you're still hungry, as long as you ate what most people eat to be full. Right? That chayav d'oraisa is taloy bishir she'achayrim seveyim mimenu. Right? He's saying, don't worry, you're already chayav d'oraisa. As long as you eat what most people would fill up most people, you're chayav mi d'oraisa. Okay, so it could be, you know, if you're a teenage boy, as long as you eat, or still an adult, you're chayav to bench midaraisa, even though you're still famished. Okay, but most people assume, leave the Bahag aside for now, he's a das yachid. Interestingly, Rav Huna Gon also agreed with him that the Amor of Huna ate normal bread. He just says, you're chayiv mida raisa, because I iskaveitza, so he doesn't understand this. Gemara left the Gemara Mitzarhiyah. He wouldn't switch his job in the Gemara. But everyone else in the Gemara holds that he ate pasim of kisnin. This is the pasim of kisnin sugya. Why? Because the next line of the Gemara is, right? Rabbi Yehuda, hava asa the brave beir of Huna, Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, Aishul Kamayu, pasim of kisnin. And the whole next thing is about what bracha to make on pasim of kisnin. So some of this Gemara is also about what bracha to make on pasim of kisnin. And what's the kamashmal of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman, that chayav levarich birkas hamazon al pasav abekistin im achal shir sha'achirim kovim alav. Okay, that's the mashal of Nachman. Very, very sadly, we have to end. I just want to make one point. What did Rav Huna do, according to them? Lo bir. What did he not say a bracha? According to the Bahag Atzmo, lo birech klal ki ratza lechol oved. He didn't say any bracha because he wanted to eat more in Michayev Doraisa. He was yeshivish. He wanted to do a mitzvah Doraisa. So here's the mucker. But according to everyone else, so Rav Huna didn't make a bracha after eating pasim of kisnin because he didn't think it counted as a suda. So what did he say? What does almost everyone in the world say? Almost everyone in the world? No, Mechia. Rov Rishonim say that Birech Ala Mechia, Bracha Achaz Mein Shalosh. That's the bracha we all say if we eat cake and cookie and we're not Kovei Suda. Who is the Das Yachid in our Sugya who says differently?
Okay.
In our Sugya.
Cake and cookies.
What does the Riff say? No, before you. It says the Riff.
Nothing.
Exactly. He says, you know, the Askana is the Achal Levator is Kisnin as opposed to Machma Suda, Betchilim Rech Barim Zonos Vasofiloklum, says the Riff, Viloklum, who, Shilti Gorim points out, who matches the Riff?
I said that, so the Shilti Gorim corrects him to say.
Plus, and then he says that I found Rashi, plus Rashi Lael. Rashi Lael is not a Das Yachid, he is the Riff here. Rashi and the Riff is already a big sheet. What do Rashi and the Riff mean? By Loklum, says, not so clear, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, at least he's noted to saying Loklum Mamish, says the Shilte Giborim, and Rabbeinu Yonah also says, I'm not 100% sure. What does he say? K'miyesh Meforshim, right? And it seems like he's leaning the Riff himself, but Mamish, Rabbeinu Yonah, says, Bori Nefashos, and remember, that's what Toso said within Rashi Leil. Rashi also said there's no bracha, Toso says he meant Bori Nefashos. So again, we have the same deus as above. Could it be he said no bracha Chona? That would be really wild. Why? It wasn't a chila kvua. It wasn't a kvia, say no bracha. What do you mean? If I have a drink of water, I say Bori Nefashos afterwards. If I have a quarter of an orange, I say Bori Nefashos afterwards, not kvua. You have to say some tremendous chiddush that Bori Nefashos is for foods that if you eat a lot of them in Borin Fashos, you also say Borin Fashos on a little of them, but a food that if you eat a lot of it would be something else, they weren't Mithakim Borin Fashos. It like falls between the cracks. Anything that has a different bracha b'kfiyas doesn't have Borin Fashos. Okay, big chiddush. Or say Borin Fashos, and we already explained that in Rashi above, so we already discussed this. What did we not get to discuss yet? What we didn't get to discuss yet is the halachas and the lumdus of exactly why the bracha of, why and how, the bracha pasim kisnin, right? Pasim kisnin is sort of the duck-billed platypus of Hilchos Brachos, right? It's hamotzi and it's mezonos.
What does the expression use?
Duck-billed platypus. You didn't go to school as a kid?
It's a different generation. I ask AB this question.
Okay. It doesn't fit into the five categories of vertebrates, right? Because, I mean, whatever, it's not science class here. It nurses, it lays eggs and nurses. Very, very strange. Anyway, Ketzer, it doesn't matter. Pasim of kisnin, what I mean to say, is weird because what bracha it is depends on how much of it you eat. And what we didn't discuss is what is Pasalot B'Kisnin, what counts as Kviya Suda, what doesn't count as Kviya Suda, and not even on this Mekorshi yet, what is the lumbus behind the difference in terms of the bracha on Pasalot B'Kisnin, and is there a difference between Lachmanios and Pasalot B'Kisnin? We'll have to come back to that. So we'll come back to the Mirtzim next time. Remember, Thursday, there's no Shiur on Monday. Before the next Shiur, I want to talk a little more about Pasalot B'Kisnin. So you'll definitely want to, I'll send out more of a notice. You'll definitely want to look at the Rabbi Akiva Eger on the bottom of the Evan Ozer, Kuf Samech Ches. Give me a second. And then after we talk about Pasalot B'Kisnin and Mirtzim Hashem, we're going to go on in the Gemara until the. Mishnah on Mabizam and Aleph. It's a sort of short sugya. So just to go on in that Gemara until the Mishnah on Daf Mabizam and Aleph with Rashi and Tosvos and the let's say and the Rush and the Rashva, and then I'll send it more of a course later. Okay.
Yes.
Let me just stop the recording, because people...
Recording stopped.
Yes.